You know, with two dogs, a kid, and life just constantly happening in our house, I feel like I'm always cleaning something. I've tried a ton of products over the years, but Bullshot Carpet has honestly become one of those things I keep reaching for because it actually works fast. I've used it on rugs and upholstery, even after coffee spills and muddy shoes. I love that it dries quickly and doesn't leave a sticky residue behind. It makes cleaning just feel like less of a project. And Bullshot isn't just for carpets. There's a whole line of professional strength foaming cleaners for the messes life throws at you. There's Bullshot Pet for pet stains and odors, Bullshot Degreaser for kitchen grease, and Bullshot Barbecue for grills and grates. No matter the mess, Bullshot handles it. Just shake, point, and spray. Now, for a limited time, get up to 20% off Bullshot and free shipping when you text BULL to 64000. That's BULL to 64000 for up to 20% off and free shipping. That's BULL to 64000. Message and data rates may apply.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
What does financial well-being in your 30s look like? Well, to find out, I'm joined now by Wealth Management Advisor with Jigsaw Finance, Lorraine Cook. Good morning, Lorraine.
Morning, Claire.
So we're focusing on the 30s today.
Yeah, well, look, it's never too late, never too early. So if we're looking at the 30s, you know, there's the financial planning to be done in your 30s, same as there is in your 20s, your 40s and beyond. It's never too late. It's never too early to start making a financial plan.
30s, though, can be a very expensive time if you're starting a family, if you're trying to get on the property ladder, if you're paying some of the very high rents that we've been hearing about today. So it can be a squeezed time. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's the whole idea about putting the financial plan in place. You know, to look at your salary, your expenditure, how to budget in terms of what is, you know, your 50-30-20 aspect in terms of 50% for your essentials, your rent, your mortgage, your light, your heat, etc., your food, your essentials, then maybe your gym membership, your lifestyle costs, and then 20% then for savings and investing. And encompassing in that would be pension planning as well. So it is, like, obviously with high rents and, you know, interest rates are likely to increase now as well with high mortgages. It is more difficult for people, there's no doubt about it. So that's where financial planning definitely plays a part.
And financial well-being then, a term like that, is that making sure that you have that breakdown right and that you know exactly where you are?
Yeah, it's to, you know, for your mental, your physical and your financial well-being, because it all comes together. You know, your financial well-being is mentally knowing that worst case scenarios. OK, so if interest rates do rise, if there's an unexpected life event or anything like that, can you cope with that? And do you have the financial plan in place for that? Do you have your emergency cash, you know, your 3 to 6 months net salary? Do you have your life events fund? Maybe that's, you know, for carer's leave, for example, or unpaid maternity or paternity leave, moving house, fertility treatments, you know, having those life event kind of funds there that you can dip into in those situations. So the financial well-being as all part of that to make sure, because your circumstances will change, your personal circumstances change, your financial circumstances change, and it's making sure that your financial well-being is there with your financial plan to move forward and, you know, prepare for those eventualities.
And I think you would accept that for some people, it's very hard to have those funds in place now, in particular with the cost of living increases that we have seen. But is the advice to, if you can only put away a tenner a week, put the tenner a week away?
Exactly. So have it coming out of your salary is mandated, let's say, for example, on the 26th of the month, have the direct debit going out or your standing order into your savings account, maybe on the 27th. Try and have it in a separate account so that you're not dipping in and out of the account. And then consistency is key. So the consistency of it, making sure that it's always going into the account, but also compounding. Don't put it into something that is not going to get you a decent interest rate or that's not going to benefit from compounding, because consistency, financial consistency, is so important to make sure that you build your wealth. We're all very, you know, thinking about being cautious in terms of our investments, and people like to see their money sitting there, you know, in the deposit account, particularly if they need access to it. But, you know, the thing is that do take risk. You need to take risk with your money to build your wealth.
Mm-hmm. risk that you're comfortable with, I suppose.
Well, it's funny because most people will kind of, you know, if you do a risk profile questionnaire, they will come out maybe at a risk profile 4 out of 7, which is, you know, middle of the road average. But it depends on the length of the actual investment. So if it's short term investment, well, then obviously lower risk because you need to get the money back in a shorter period of time. But if it's a longer term investment, and a longer term investment would be more than 5 years. So if you're looking at that, then you can take risk and you need to take risk and have diversification within your savings and investments as well. It's key.
And if you're in your 30s and you're looking at this, you're still young enough that you Absolutely. Can really do a great job at
Yes.
what your retirement is going to look like, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, people are living longer as well. So, you know, longevity is there, higher tax rates, the older that we all get, you have more ability to put into your pension, for example, more, you know, tax relief. So if you're putting into your pension, there's more availability there. So, you know, it's loads and loads of time, because particularly now people, you know, are retiring in their 60s, let's say, that's 30 odd years if you're in your 30s to be able to, you know, invest and grow your wealth. But you can also continue to work, and people are continuing to work even into their 70s and 80s, which is fantastic. So they can even retire their pensions, let's say, for example, in their 60s and still be working and still be contributing to another pension and availing of higher tax reliefs.
What about insurance then when you're in your 30s? What do we need to be looking at?
So again, your essentials, you know, if you have a mortgage, mortgage protection, but even if you don't have a mortgage and you're renting, you should still have some sort of life cover, particularly if you're in a relationship, because if you were to die unexpectedly, then what would happen to the person remaining? How would they afford the rent that you're contributing or, you know, paying part of? So definitely have your life cover in place, your mortgage protection, income protection is the most essential cover. I've spoken about it before to you, you know, in terms of protecting your income. It's your most valuable asset. You need to make sure that that's number one priority. And then specified illness cover as well. So in the event of being diagnosed with a specified illness, you know, an unfortunate event like that, kind of unexpected, you're diagnosed with cancer, heart attack, stroke, etc., that you have a lump sum there, a tax-free lump sum, to be able to recover, get your treatment and focus then, you know, again, on your financial well-being. And unfortunately, we are seeing the age of illnesses decrease over time. So more people in their 30s, 40s are being diagnosed with illnesses. So particularly breast cancer for women, heart attacks for men. So it's really, really important that you have that cover in place to make sure then that in those eventualities that you have the financial
some income.
Yeah, that you have the support there.
And what do you say to people who have all of this worked out and it all looks lovely and they're 50, 20, 20, is that what you said? 50, 20, 30. And there is a series of interest rate increases, which means their mortgage is costing them a lot more. Where does that money come from in that case?
Yeah, well, it's again about the financial planning, you know. So if their interest rates are rising, it depends if they're on a variable rate, if they're on a tracker interest rate. If they're on a fixed rate, their repayment won't change unless they're coming off their fixed rate. So again, it's having that buffer fund there to be able to dip into if you need to, your emergency cash, your life events fund, to make sure that you still have all the other essentials remaining in place and continue to pay them. And the thing about the life insurance policies and the illness and things like that, they're guaranteed premiums. So those prices will never change on those.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do see, you know, people cancelling maybe their health insurance, and that is not
that's a no-no.
No, do not cancel it, because, you know, unfortunately, when we did see in the last recessions, people did cancel their policies, and unfortunately then they did get sick, and then if they were in hospital, they were relying on public healthcare and waiting lists.
Okay, it's great. I suppose it would be a great thing to do to get organised in your 30s, because it would be mean it would be pretty much plain sailing if you had all of those nest eggs in place at that stage of your life.
Yeah, well, there'll be bumps in the road, you know, and that's the thing. And so, you know, and so it's just important to make sure that you put the financial plan in place, and it will evolve with you and your changing circumstances over time, which is the most important thing.
Lorraine, thank you very much. That's thank Lorraine you. Cook there, Wealth Management Advisor with Jigsaw Finance.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.